So we've settled our posture and our mind. We can situate ourselves as the leader of the samsaric beings, as the leader of all of our past lives, to liberate all those beings around us, liberate all sentient beings. So think that they're accompanying us. The way that we do this is by taking refuge, is by having a protector, a guide to show us the way. And so we place our refuge, our dependence, in something that is actually dependable. Normally we place our dependence in unstable things in samsara, even if they're kind of good things like education or doctors. They're not ultimately going to help us. So placing our trust in something that is dependable in the three rare sublime ones. So think that your guru arises in the space in front of you, arising as Guru Vajradhara, surrounded by a great multitude of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, enlightened beings, tantric practitioners, clouds and skies filled with deities, Dharma protectors. So we can recite the refuge prayer. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dharkas and Dakinis of secret mantra yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. So first recall the definition of negative karma, any action that results in suffering. Usually an action motivated by ignorance, attachment, or aversion. Almost every action I do 24 hours a day is motivated by worldly concern, attachment to the comfort of this life. It is like this from birth to death in this life and has been like that from beginningless rebirths. Nearly every action I have ever created has been non-virtuous, the cause of suffering. Not only that, but continuously I have also been breaking my pradamoksha, bodhisattva and tantric vows. Worst of all, I have created the heaviest of negative karmas in relation to my virtuous friends, getting angry at them, generating wrong views, having non-devotional thoughts towards them, harming their holy body and disobeying their advice. Having these negative imprints on my mental continuum is unbearable. It's as if I've swallowed a lethal poison. I must practice the antidote right away and purify all this negative karma immediately without a second's delay. In this way, generate strong feelings of urgency and regret. Remembering impermanence and death. Many people my age or younger have died. It's a miracle that I'm still alive and have this incredible opportunity to purify my negative karma. Death is certain, but its time is most uncertain. If I were to die right now, I would definitely be born in the lower realms. Because I could not practice Dharma there, I would remain in the lower realms for countless eons. Therefore, how unbelievably fortunate I am to be able to purify my negative karma right now, without even a second's delay, by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. The power of dependence generating bodhicitta. But I am not practicing this Vajrasattva purification for myself alone. The purpose of my life is to release all hell beings, praetors, animals, humans, asuras, suras, and intermediate state beings from all their suffering and its causes and lead them to unsurpassed enlightenment. In order to do this, I must first reach enlightenment myself. Therefore, I must purify all my negative karma immediately by practicing the Vajrasattva meditation recitation. So arising above the crown of your head, seated upon a lotus and moon seat, Vajrasattva, father and mother. So feel that they're arising just maybe like say 10 centimeters above the crown of your head. Their bodies are made of light, brilliant white. Each has one face and two arms. He holds a dorji and bell, and she a curved knife and skull cup. They are embracing each other. The father is adorned with six mudras and the mother with five. He sits in the vajra posture and she in the lotus. So recognize that Vajrasattva is your root guru, the holy mind of all the Buddhas, the Dharmakaya, who out of his unbearable compassion, which embraces you and all other sentient beings, appears in this form to purify you and all others. Feel your mind transformed into guru devotion, the root of all blessings and realizations of the path to enlightenment. On a moon disc at Vajrasattva's heart stands a hum encircled by a garland of the 100-syllable mantra. And a powerful stream of white nectar flows from the hum and mantra garland. And you are cleansed of all sicknesses, spirit harms, negative karma, and obscurations. The meaning of the mantra, you, Vajrasattva, have generated the holy mind, Bodhicitta, according to your pledge, Samaya. Your holy mind is enriched with the simultaneous holy actions of releasing transmigratory beings from samsara, the circling suffering aggregates. Whatever happens in my life, happiness or suffering, good or bad, with a pleased holy mind, never give up but please guide me. Please stabilize all happiness, including the happiness of the upper realms. Actualize all actions and sublime and common realizations. And please make the glory of the five wisdoms abide in my heart. So as we recite the mantra, first for the downward purification, feel that as the blissful nectar flows from Vajrasattva, father and mother, through the crown of your head, this light and nectar flowing through your whole body, and feel that it flushes out all of the really gross afflictive states of mind, just like sludge is flushed from a drain pipe. Any disturbing states of mind, particular afflictions that have arisen throughout the week, feel that the particular afflictions, for instance, all of those instances of anger, of flashes of anger or maliciousness, are flushed out in the form of scorpions. Any afflictive states of envy or jealousy, especially of those with greater realizations than you or more merit, feel that all of those are washed out of you in the form of snakes. That the grasping mind, the sneaky mind washed out of you in the form of crabs. All the ignorance washed out in the form of worms. And just like some people when they actually are afflicted with worms, with tapeworm, how they may look okay on the surface, but they're being eaten up from inside. So all of our afflictive states of mind, even if we manage to hide them from others or even from ourselves, they eat us up from inside. So as this light and nectar flows through you, forcefully washing out all of the afflictions in as graphic detail as you can, and feel how wonderful it is to be free of them. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Mantra Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Suto Kayo Me Bhava Supo Kayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahum Pe Feel your whole body cleansed, crystal clear. For the upwards purification, now as the nectar continues to cascade down through the crown of your head, it fills your clean, clear body like a sparkling crystal glass being filled with radiant light nectar. And as the level of the nectar rises, all of the more subtle negativities, the detritus left behind, the habit patterns, all the veils of subtlety, of conceptuality, they rise to the surface of this nectar. Just like oil or dust rises to the surface, and as the level of the nectar rises, so these more subtle negativities are pushed upwards and outwards, leaving your body through all the upper openings of your body. Feel all of the bondage of words and conceptuality, the way we frame the world, becoming free of them, feel it all washed up and outwards, upwards. And just like when we go to sleep and we rest and our brain releases all the various toxins, so all the karmic toxins are washed upwards and outwards. Feel the residue of all the 80 indicative conceptions are washed away. And as this nectar continuously flows into you, it bubbles up from the crown of your head until your whole body is just filled and energized with this, the movement and energy of the nectar. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Dridome Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Guru Hom Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahoem Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitan Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoem Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sotame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Muncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sudokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatita Drido Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajramame Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe So not only is your whole body clean and clear, but it is now completely energized, filled with the flow and energy of this nectar. Incredibly radiant. And then for the instantaneous purification, now shifting your focus to not just the nectar but also light, the flashes of light continuously flashing down through the crown of your head, through your crown chakra, that the nectar has this incredible golden tinge, like the golden hour at dusk, where it's still light but everything is tinged with gold, perfectly clear. the golden hour, like the Vajrasattva vision. Not the ordinary vision anymore. And so as the flashes of light continuously illuminate your mind, your whole being, again and again, all of the residual ordinary appearances dissolve in that radiance. The eons and eons of habitually grasping at things as they appear, of seeing things as ordinary through the lenses of our karmic obscurations, or the lenses of our history, our neuroses. Again and again, as the light flashes down through the crown of your head, your whole experience is illuminated like that of Vajrasattvas. And all of the ordinary appearances completely dissolve in that radiance. They become non-existent, just like the darkness becomes non-existent in the radiance of the light. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajrama Me Moncha Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahom Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Sattvateno patita, drito me bhava, sutokayo me bhava, subokayo me bhava, anurato me bhava, sava siddhi me prayata, sava kama tsotame, chitam shriyam kuru hoim, ha 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 ho, bhagavan, sava tata gata, vajra mame moncha, vajra bhava maha, samaya, sava ahoim pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anurato Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Moncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Moncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Moncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Moncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Tsutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Moncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sava Ahoim Pe And then we'll recite the mantra once more with the meditating on emptiness as you listen to the sound of the bell. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patita Drito Me Bhava Sutokayo Me Bhava Supokayo Me Bhava Anarata Me Bhava Sava Siddhi Me Prayata Sava Kama Sutame Chitam Shriyam Kuru Hoim Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Moncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sapa Ahun Te Then from the crown of your head, Guru Vajrasattva says, "Son of the race, your negativities, obscurations, and broken and damaged pledges have all been completely purified. So generate strong faith that they have been completely purified, just as Vajrasattva, Guru Vajrasattva has said." And then the power of refraining from creating negativities again. "Before Guru Vajrasattva, I vow never again to commit those negative actions from which I can easily abstain, and not to commit for a day, an hour, or at least a few seconds those negative actions from which I find it difficult to abstain." Guru Vajrasattva is extremely pleased with your pledge. Vajrasattva, father and mother, melt into light. This light dissolves into you. Your body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Guru Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. Then contemplate, in emptiness there is no I, creator of negative karma. There is no action of creating negative karma, and there is no negative karma created. Placing your mind in that emptiness for a little while, in this way looking at all phenomena as empty, they do not exist from their own side. And so, in your mind's eye, as any sound arises, as a sight, as a memory, see it all bathed in that golden glow, the golden hour of Vajrasattva. And that reminds you every time of emptiness, that all sights and sounds and sensations are in the nature of emptiness. The blissful arising in the Dharmakaya. And with this awareness of emptiness, then we can dedicate the merits. "Due to all the merits of the three times collected by me, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and all other sentient beings, which appear to be real from there but which are empty, may the I, which appears to be real but is empty, achieve Guru Vajrasattva's enlightenment, which appears to be real but is empty, and lead all sentient beings who appear to be real but are totally empty to that enlightenment which appears to be real but is empty. By myself alone, which appears to be real but is also totally empty, non-existent from there. May the precious bodhicitta, the source of all happiness and success for myself and all other sentient beings, be generated within my own mind and in the minds of all sentient beings without even a second's delay, and may that which has been generated be increased. May I and all other sentient beings have Lama Tsongkhapa as our direct guru in all our lifetimes. Never be separated for even a second from the pure path that is greatly praised by the conqueror Buddhas, and actualize the complete path, the three principal paths, and the two stages of highest yoga tantra, the root of which is guru devotion, within our minds as quickly as possible. Just as the brave Manjushri and Samantabhadra realize things as they are, I dedicate all these virtues in the best way that I may follow after them. Whatever dedication the three-time victorious ones gone to bliss have admired as best, in the same way, I also perfectly dedicate all these roots of virtue so that I may perform good works." Then offering our practice for His Holiness the Dalai Lama in his 90th year. "The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. And for the swift return of Lama Zopa Rinpoche, knowing that us doing this practice would make him extremely happy, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armour of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable Venerable Guru, to you I make request. And then for the long life of Geshe Zopa, Tenzin Zopa, leading a pilgrimage path through samsara, humble and courageously devoted heart son of Yogi Khonchog, guiding with Dharma delight at the perfect place and perfect time, please ripen sentient beings with your Dakini dance until the inseparable union.